This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is James Goltz. He's a friend of Mother Jones. And welcome to the show, Mr. Goltz.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
We're going to have coming up on Tuesday, July the 11th, a special, I guess you would call it, ceremony at the cemetery, and we're going to let you explain what this special event is, which will happen just after the airing of this program, if you'd like to give us details on that.
Yes, sir. At 10 a.m. in Union Miners Cemetery, the only union-owned cemetery in the United States, we're going to perform a ceremony where we're going to remove a bit of dirt from above the grave of Mother Jones, which will be transported to her birthplace in the Shandon district of Cork City, Ireland, her birthplace, where there's also, it's in the sixth year, the Spirit of Mother Jones Festival takes place on August 1st.
Was Mother Jones buried at this site, or were her ashes interred there?
She was. She spent her last days in Silver Spring, Maryland, and died in 1930. Her casket was brought to Mount Olive to be buried in the cemetery because she wrote to the county and asked specifically that her remains be brought there so that she could, quote, sleep beneath the clay with those brave boys. The brave boys she referenced were mine workers who were killed in a battle with the Verdun Chicago Coal Company in 1898. It was a gun battle. And because of the manner of their death, and at the time, the regular churches didn't want these type people buried in the cemetery with good folk. So the mine workers went out and bought an acre of ground and started their own cemetery. Mother Jones was, her casket was greeted by a reported 30,000 person crowd.
Now, as far as the removal of a bit of the area there at Mother Jones, how did this idea begin, or what formed it, and then the ensuing, I guess, trip back to Ireland?
Well, this may sound a bit strange to your listeners, or at least a majority of them, but I often go and sit at her monument and just kind of contemplate, and the idea came to me that if you believe in such things, that her spirit finds the Ireland area a long distance away, and she would like to be remembered as Irish. And the possibility of taking a bit of her essence back to her homeland will allow her spirit to connect with the place of her birth much easier. So at that time, I decided that that's what I needed to do, was take a bit of earth, which potentially will contain a bit of her essence, and return it to Ireland, where she was born. And kindred spirits in the area, such as the Perpetual Care Committee that oversees the cemetery, wholeheartedly agreed.
And as far as the trip back to Ireland, this is going to be presented when, and when will that trip be?
The actual festival takes place on August 1st this year. I will arrive a bit earlier, but on August 1st at 7:30 p.m., I'm on the festival's program to read three proclamations I will be taking with me. And before I present the proclamations, I'm going to present the dirt I brought with me and attempt to evoke the spirit of Mother Jones within the hall. And I will present proclamations from the 1 million member Illinois AFL-CIO, the 12 and a half member AFL-CIO, and the one everyone's especially pleased about, one from the United Mine Workers of America, because Mother Jones had a special relationship with the United Mine Workers, who still revere her to this day. And that is the reason that she's buried in Union Miners Cemetery, is to be with some mine workers.
The festival in Ireland that you'll be attending, they honor Mother Jones as well. Has that been going on for a while, or how is Ireland's participation concerning Mother Jones go as, say, we compare it to the American celebration?
Well, this is really interesting. Not only is Mother Jones buried in the only Union-owned cemetery in the United States, this festival is the only festival held in the homeland of an immigrant who came to the USA and became a giant in our labor movement. And how it began was a bit strange. A man named Jer O'Mahony, an Irishman, was working in New York, and a fellow worker randomly asked him about Mother Jones, and he admitted his ignorance. When he returned to Ireland, he began researching her, and he discovered her baptismal papers in the North Cathedral in the Shandon district of Cork City. And he discovered she was actually born in 1837 rather than 30, as Mother Jones had always claimed. She always said that older people commanded more respect. And she also said she was born on May 1st, a day that many hoped would become International Labor Day. But she was actually born in July, and on August 1st is the date on her baptismal papers, so they decided to organize a festival in her name on that day, August 1st. It lasts for 5 days.
And how long has that been going on in Ireland?
This will be the 6th year.
When this particular event is done, will the celebration in Ireland continue and anything more planned for future, or sort of how does that go?
I don't know what their future plans are, other than they hope to maintain this festival, and that's one of the reasons for the three proclamations from three major union groups, is to praise them for keeping her spirit alive in Ireland, because they also feel it's important that her legacy remains in the minds of people everywhere. The only regular festival that I know of in the United States is held here in Illinois in Springfield on or about the date of the Verdun Massacre, which is the 12th of October. That's the Mother Jones Foundation. They hold a dinner every year on or about that date, and they also come to the burial site of Mother Jones and have a ceremony there as well.
I know there are several, I guess you could say, individuals or organizations that also have been working on the Mother Jones, I guess you would call it, museum there in Mount Olive.
Yes, sir. I served as the first chairman of the Mother Jones Museum there in Mount Olive. I worked with a number of people in the city to design the lighting, the cables and whatnot that we were going to need for communications, and we started the first fund to begin buying things to put inside. And I stepped aside early on over the direction and local control of the museum. I felt more closely aligned with a group that wanted to keep local control of the museum, but Mother Jones does have so much notoriety that people from outside the district wanted control. And rather than cause issues, I stepped aside, and my vice president, Nelson Gurman, from the Staunton area, the man who first approached the idea of the Mother Jones Museum to me, took over. And I've stepped aside from there, but I'm happy that the museum's there. It's got wonderful displays in it. It looks great. Anyone coming there to the museum will be surprised at the writings that are on the wall, the old newspaper clippings, and they will learn that in 1936, the work was completed on the monument for Mother Jones. Although she was brought there in 1930, Brother Joe Zanuck, a member of the Progressive Mine Workers, formed a committee to erect this monument, and it was dedicated in 1936. Her body was removed from where she was buried and placed at the base of this monument in 1936, and a reported crowd of 50,000 kindred spirits came to dedicate that monument. But people can learn about that at the museum. And we recently produced a short video for the Perpetual Care Committee of the cemetery to use as a way to promote the cemetery and tell a bit about it.
Now, we are coming to the end of the show, but just real quickly, when I introduced you, as a friend of Mother Jones, and tell us just a short snippet maybe of what that really entails and what the friend of Mother Jones was.
In the late 80s, early 90s, I formed a nationwide coalition called the Friends of Mother Jones and served as its secretary. And through our work, we got Mother Jones installed in Labor Hall of Fame in Washington, D.C. through a petition and letter writing campaign. Then we turned our attention to having her likeness put on a postage stamp. And we also mounted a significant letter writing and petition drive that we submitted to the United Postal Service's Stamp Advisory Committee. In the coming months, the United Postal Service rejected our pleas and instead issued stamps for Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe.
Very interesting story you've given us today. And again, this special ceremony on Tuesday, July 11th at 10 a.m., I guess the public is welcome to attend?
Yes, they sure are. I want to note before we go that all the proclamations capitalize the word spirit in reference to Mother Jones. That gives that spirit a special meaning and personage. We're not talking about someone has spirit and drive. We're taking it to a new level. Anyone that hangs around in that cemetery very much can't help but become touched by this spirit.
James Goltz, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Mr. Davis, for the interview. I'm happy to tell about this. I could talk about it forever.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.